On Sunday, November 23rd, 2025, at approximately 8:30 a.m., Grand Traverse Central Dispatch received an emergency call regarding an attempted abduction in the parking lot of the Meyer gas station at 3965 U.S. 31 in Garfield Township near Traverse City, Michigan. According to police reports, a woman was approached by a male suspect who allegedly attempted to force her into a vehicle. Bystanders intervened, preventing the abduction and prompting the suspect to flee the scene. Dispatchers issued a be-on-the-lookout BOLO alert for the suspect's vehicle, which mobilized Michigan State Police, MSP, troopers, and Grand Traverse County Sheriff's deputies. The suspect was identified as Scott Gensler, age 51, of Interlochen in Benzie County, Michigan. Law enforcement located a vehicle matching the BOLO description near Chum's Corner south of Traverse City at about 10:05 a.m. A traffic stop was conducted, and Gensler was taken into custody without further incident. He was then lodged at the Grand Traverse County Jail pending legal proceedings. Authorities publicly thanked responding agencies and citizens at the scene whose information helped locate and apprehend the suspect. Charges and court proceedings. Following his arrest, Gensler was arraigned on Tuesday, November 25, 2025, in the 86th District Court in Grand Traverse County on one felony count of kidnapping, a serious charge under Michigan law. During arraignment, the judge set bond at $500,000 cash surety, a reflection of the severity of the charge and public safety considerations. Gensler pleaded not guilty at the arraignment. As of late November reporting, his next scheduled court dates included a probable cause hearing on December 9th at 2 p.m. and a preliminary examination on December 16th at 11 a.m. in the 86th District Court. No later results, now including trial outcomes or additional hearings, have yet been published in local media as of early 2026. Public reporting has not fully confirmed the name of the victim, and official sources are respecting privacy. However, one local news feature referenced a woman detailing the encounter on social media, stating the suspect approached her near her car with duct tape and attempted to seize her, but bystanders intervened, giving her a chance to escape. Law enforcement has stressed that the investigation remains ongoing and encouraged anyone with additional information, especially video or eyewitness accounts, to contact the Michigan State Police Traverse City Post. Suspect background and prior record. According to multiple local reports, Scott Gensler, 51, was identified as having no publicly documented prior criminal record at the time of the arraignment. News sources have not reported any previous arrests, prior convictions, or related articles about Gensler before this incident. Because background checks and court record searches require specific legal tools outside publicly indexed news, there is no comprehensive public data indicating prior history beyond this case. Investigation status and public response. Authorities described the alleged crime as serious and praised the community response that helped lead to a quick capture. Michigan State Police and the Grand Traverse County Sheriff's Department confirmed the investigation was ongoing following the initial reports, with possible further developments expected from continued police work and court disclosures.